Radiolab is supported by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, exercising, cleaning. What if you could also be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com, Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
So maybe we just start with you introducing yourself?
Yeah, sure. My name is Jason Reitman, and I'm the co-writer and director of The Frontrunner.
The youngest candidate, hard spoken for
campaign trail. The clear frontrunner.
So where do you want to start this?
So start with the shoulder in a little. My name is Gary Harden. I'm running for president.
Well, I guess I'll start with the moment I heard the story for the first time.
Wait, you're listening?
Okay.
I live in Los Angeles, spend a lot of time in a car. I make movies, I spend a lot of time on planes.
You're listening
to Radiolab.
Radiolab. From
I spend a lot of time intimately listening to Radiolab. I started this podcast, went in blind.
Hey, I'm Jad Abumrad.
I'm Robert Krulwich.
This is Radiolab, and you know, here we are.
And having no idea who Gary Hart was.
And the story that we're going to tell in this podcast is about a moment, a shockingly recent moment.
I was 10 years old when this incident happened.
Now, if you're of a certain age, you probably remember this story. You probably know what happens next. But even if you've never heard of Gary Hart, you still probably know the outline of this story. The accusations,
and then
the denial.
Immediately understood why they were doing this story. That there was all this connective tissue with 2018.
Wall-to-wall media thing, which just goes on and on and on until you want to take.
I think everyone living in 2018 wonders how we got here. Like, no matter what your politics are, you look at 2018 and go, "Wait, how did we get here?"
It wasn't always like this.
No. Hart was the first to walk into this vortex of social forces.
And we're all looking for the seed.
And after that, the rules of political journalism and politics change almost immediately.
That, by the way, is Matt Bai,
national political columnist for Yahoo News.
He wrote a book about this incident, which he called All the Truth is Out.
It was the first time I went, oh,
this is the moment.
This is a possible seed to how we got to 2018.
When did you switch from this is just like a podcast I'm listening to for fun right. to like, wait, I'm thinking about this in a different way?
It's a great question because, you know, as a filmmaker, everything I read, everything I listen to, every conversation I get into is a, there's a bit of, oh, is this a movie or not? You meet someone, they start telling you a story, they say, oh, the craziest thing just happened, and you start hearing it, and you're first like, oh, that's a movie, and then, oh, never mind, that's not a movie. Or something starts good, and then it doesn't have a turn, or it doesn't have an ending. The ending is huge. A movie needs an ending. And of course,
I'd intended,
there's this moment in the podcast
quite frankly, to come down here
when you hear Hart's speech.
Read a short, carefully worded political statement.
In which he leaves politics.
Saying that I was withdrawing from the race and then quietly disappear from the stage.
And it's his most amazing speech. And it's kind of, there's something kind of interesting about that. I mean, if you think about other politicians and what their great speeches are, you know, Lincoln or Kennedy, or, you know, they're all mid-career.
Some things may be interesting, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're important. We're all going to have to seriously question a system for selecting our national leaders that reduces the press of this nation to hunters and presidential candidates to being hunted.
This is the only political speech I know where the most important speech he made were literally the last things he ever said as a politician. And so now I knew we had an ending.
We all better do something to make this system work. We're all going to be soon rephrasing Jefferson to say, I tremble for my country when I think we may, in fact, get the kind of leaders we deserve.
And once I finished listening to the podcast, I immediately went out and got a copy of Matt Bai's book, All the Truth is Out, read the book. And then I found out that Matt Bai was writing the screenplay himself with a guy named Jay Carson. And I reached out to the two of them and said, you know, I really want to make this movie. And I think I know what it needs to be. And we were off to the races. you may have a 40-day shoot, but you spent 4 months in prep going from a prop room to a wardrobe room to a production designer's room to a hair meeting to a cinematography conversation.
When recreating the world of Gary Hart,
my costumer, Danny Glicker, filled this giant wardrobe room with shoes from then.
Some actual pieces that Gary Hart really wore. His belt buckle, which is this beautiful brass belt buckle that reads GWH, which are Gary's initials. We worked with a jeweler to cast it and to recreate it exactly. And
we started reaching out to his campaign team. We reached out to Donna Rice. We had them fill out questionnaires like, what kind of clothes did you wear at the time? Did you wear jewelry? What was your favorite sports team? How did you wear your hair? What was your favorite beverage? What did you like to eat? What was always in your pocket? Back and forth and back and forth, trying to get all these details right. So on the day, all you're thinking about are, you know, is this performance good? The first thing we shot was a fake presidential ad.
So start with the shoulder in a little.
We shot it with like an old video camera and handled it kind of like an old video set. So the first thing we ever did was him just kind of like walk out in his suit and the hair.
My name's Gary Hart and I'm running for president.
And immediately after, we shot this 10-page debate of Hart and Bob Dole. And it was just insane that Hugh could rattle off 10 pages of 1987 politics. And remember, he's Australian. Like, it's not only that he's doing Gary Hart's voice, he's doing, he's playing a whole other nationality, and he's rattling off politics from another era, from another country.
And it was just a really cool thing to see the movie get shot and see all these actors and actresses who were playing operatives and reporters on campaigns like the ones I had covered.
Matt Bye, who originated the book and co-wrote the screenplay.
Getting to be on the set of a campaign, which felt real in almost every way.
Jay Carson also co-wrote the screenplay.
Except when I'd look over and think, holy crap, Hugh Jackman is delivering lines I wrote.
My production designer, Steve Sacklid.
The last set we built in Atlanta was our recreation of the Washington Post bullpen and Ben Bradley's office. Coolest set ever to walk around on.
My cinematographer, Eric Steelberg.
We ended up shooting on 35mm using the best technology and equipment available from 40 years ago.
You know, there's a camera issue in the beginning of a take. I'm like, what? All right, whatever. I guess it's film. You know, I've never seen film camera work before.
We tracked everybody's microphones independently. That meant up to 19 tracks of audio for some of the bigger scenes.
I remember when we were on the airplane, we would literally walk down the aisles with a spray bottle spritzing everyone.
You know, as a director, you only get to make so many movies. And this is a very important movie to me. It's one of the better movies I will make. And it all started with me turning on a podcast. I feel like I've learned more from Radiolab than I did in the entirety of high school. I love the way that they approach a story. I love their sense of humor about the world. I love their curiosity. I love that they go into every story without judgment. So I'm very grateful just to have it in my life. If I just haven't said this enough yet, thank you. Thank you for making the show. To everybody who makes it happen, because I know it's not just two guys just showing up at a studio on themselves. I know there's a lot of people. You guys are making something truly great that is important. Radiolab does something important, and it speaks to the kind of the greater side of our hearts and our brains that want to understand the world. Every time I turn on a Radiolab episode, I trust that I'm going to come out more thoughtful, more enriched, not to mention entertained. And I just, I feel so lucky to have your show in my life and to have found this episode that has taken me on this journey.
Hey, this is Matt Bai. I'm one of the screenwriters of The Front Runner.
My name is Jay Carson, and I used to be a political operative, but now I'm a screenwriter. And I want to thank Radiolab for helping our movie, my first movie, get made.
It was a cool experience, and it was all because you guys at Radiolab cared about my book and did a terrific piece.
Hi, I'm Helen Estabrook, producer of The Front Runner.
I'm Sarah Paxton. I play Donna Rice.
Hey, this is Steve Sacklad, the production designer on The Front Runner.
Thank you to Radiolab for all the incredible stories you've brought us over the years.
Thank you so much, Radiolab.
But most especially, thanks for the one entitled I Don't Have an Answer to That.
And thank you to Radiolab for making me aware of this story.
Ultimately led us to meet Jason and make a movie we're really proud of. We appreciate it, and thanks for all the work you do.
Hey, Radiolab. This is Stefan Group, editor of The Front Runner. And thank you for the introduction to Gary Hart.
Hi, Radiolab. This is Jason Blumenfeld, producer on the upcoming film, The Front Runner.
Hey there, this is Aaron Gilbert of Brown Studios, producer of The Front Runner. Thank you so much, Radiolab.
Thank you for telling all the stories that need to be told.
Hey, this is Eric Steelberg, the cinematographer of The Front Runner, and I wanted to thank Radiolab.
Thank you, Radiolab.
Thank you all so much.
I'm J.K. Simmons. I portray Bill Dixon to the best of my ability. One of my favorite lines or thoughts that I've learned during this film and promoting this film was the difference between what is interesting and what is important.
My name is Hugh Jackman. I play Gary Hart. And I just want to say thanks to Radiolab. I'm a massive, massive fan. But if it wasn't for your episode, our director wouldn't have heard it and I wouldn't have had a job. So really, thanks for keeping me off the streets.
That's all I got.
That's great. Do you listen to podcasts?
What is a podcast?